I was surprised by the timing, but I wasn't surprised that they cut rates.
Why did they do it, sir?
Well, they did it because the Chinese economy has been sort of losing a bit of altitude lately. It's sort of doing okay, and by Western standards, or our standards, it's doing very well. But recent economic data coming out of China had suggested that growth was starting to slip. And at the same time, they have very low inflation readings and increasing indications that the cost of borrowing, particularly for businesses in China, was too high and that was holding the economy back. In recent months, the Chinese authorities had introduced various mini-stimulus measures, what they call targeted easing, where they try and help small businesses or central bank would inject cash into the banks to be able to lend. But quite clearly, those measures weren't enough. And recent economic data in China has shown a loss of momentum for industrial production, investments, retail sales, credit figures, and at the same time, there's quite a downturn occurring in the property market. So obviously the central bank, People's Bank of China, suddenly realised that they really needed to cut interest rates to try and boost the economy.
Haven't Chinese leaders tried to resist a rate cut, fearing that it could fuel debt and property bubbles and dent their reform efforts?
I think they certainly have tried to resist a rate cut, and the stimulus policies that followed the GFC, or the financial crisis of 2008, have sort of a negative connotation. I think at the time the central bank and the government overstimulated the economy, and that led to a massive increase in debt going to 2010, 2011. And so the authorities in China have been reluctant to go down the same path, and they preferred these sort of mini-stimulus measures or targeted easing measures as opposed to a traditional stimulus. But I think it's become increasingly clear that they do need to do more than provide a mini-stimulus. If they fail to do more, the danger is the Chinese economy could have weakened further, such that they end up missing their growth targets, unemployment would start to rise, and that could cause social unrest. So I think, yes, the Chinese authorities don't want to go down the same path as we saw in 2008 when they overstimulated the economy, but at the moment it's really just a matter of trying to keep growth up around the 7% level.
Do you expect further rate cuts?
I think there will be more rate cuts in China. Historically, it's been very rare for the central bank to just ease once. And this is virtually a global phenomenon as well. Once you see one easing, there's usually a few more. It's a bit like cockroaches. You see one, there's usually a few more somewhere around, and I think that's what's going to happen here. They may wait a month or so before easing again, but I think that the 12-month benchmark lending rate that the PBOC eased on Friday from 6% to 5.6% is probably on its way down to around 4.5%. Over the course of the next year. So we will see more rate cuts out of China, and that, I think, will be necessary to underpin growth.